From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump signed into law a bill that would impose sanctions if China doesn't respect Hong Kong's legal autonomy. Protesters in Hong Kong are preparing to celebrate, calling it a Thanksgiving present. China's foreign ministry threatened to retaliate, accusing the U.S. of bullying and publicly supporting violent criminals. There is some concern that trade talks between the U.S. and China could be affected. As China's economic might grows, so do its options for retaliation. One of those methods has increasingly been the consumer boycott. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more from Shanghai.
In 2008, China was preparing to host the Summer Olympics. As part of it, the Olympic torch made a 4.5-month-long trip to Beijing. One of the stops was in Paris, where protesters calling for a free Tibet interrupted the relay. A few people tried to grab the torch from a Chinese athlete in a wheelchair. Back in China, consumers immediately called for a boycott of French products. Chinese citizens protested outside French supermarket chain Carrefour in more than 10 Chinese cities. Andre Chiang is with the business group France-China Committee.
The Chinese consumers started to realize the power of their number.
China's 1.3 billion citizens sometimes use boycotts to stand up for the country's territorial integrity. Sean Ryan is the author of the book, The War for China's Wallet.
They go back to what they consider humiliation. During the Qing Dynasty, they feel that the Western powers enslaved the Chinese to opium, destroyed the country's economy.
It's not just consumers, he says. Chinese businesses also have clout. When the general manager of the NBA's Houston Rockets tweeted support for protesters in Hong Kong recently, Chinese e-commerce giants like Alibaba stopped selling Rockets merchandise.
Because they're showing the government that they will support the motherland.
Sometimes, he says, the government whips up public anger. In 2016, it felt threatened when South Korea signed a deal with the U.S. to deploy an anti-ballistic missile shield called THAAD. Ryan says the government criticized South Korea in the Chinese state press.
They basically said, how dare does this little country install something that could be an offensive tool against us?
Chinese consumers took the cue. They stopped buying Korean cars, cosmetics, and snacks. Till now, most group tours to South Korea remain banned, as are new Korean TV dramas. But most boycotts don't go that far. Again, Andre Chiang.
The Chinese consumer doesn't necessarily have a very long memory.
So, he says, even though boycotts can hurt companies' reputations and their bottom line, it is possible for them to recover. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.